is something to think about if you're buying a business. It can be an exciting move, whether you're expanding, chasing a dream, or stepping into a new career. But there's a lot more to it than just signing a contract and taking the keys. From hidden liabilities to employee obligations, the legal side can get complicated fast. Today, we're joined by expert in law, Caitlin Bowman, to break down the essentials, how proper due diligence can protect you, what happens with staff entitlements, and why a solid sale agreement could save you from a costly surprise. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Firstly, when someone's considering buying a business, what does due diligence really involve, and what are some of the risks if it isn't done properly?
Yeah, so due diligence isn't just looking at, you know, the bottom line, the profit and loss of a business that you're purchasing. It's also looking into, I suppose, where that money comes from, making sure that that money income stream is going to be transferred if you buy that business. Also looking into the really detailed agreements of the business. So, you know, if you've got a lease in place, how much longer of the term of the lease is there? Have you got another option on that lease? You know, will you have that continuity of the premises being there? What's the ownership of the equipment look like? You know, are you going to take it and not have any money owing on that equipment from that particular point in time? And just making sure that there's no, you know, overlying litigation or disputes, issues with workers' compensation, that type of thing.
Lots to think about. Employee entitlements can be a tricky area. What happens to things like leave balances and ongoing contracts when a business changes hands?
Yeah, perfect. So look, there's two different ways generally that employees are treated on sale of business. One is that the current employer will terminate their contracts. They'll pay out all entitlements that are owing, and then the new purchaser will sign them up to new employment agreements and then move forward with them. And there's no continuity of service in that. The other side of it is having continuity of service, i.e. if that employee has been working for 9 years for their current employer, that time frame will pass across to the new employer and there'll be an adjustment of employee entitlements. That can make a big difference to the bottom line.
Are there situations where a buyer may not have to take on existing employees or certain industrial obligations?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all a negotiation really at that point. It may be that, you know, you want to scale the business back, or if you're buying a business that's on the similar line of what you're currently doing, you might already have enough staff to cover, you know, what new is occurring in that business. And in that case, you would then, you know, take on the ones and offer employment to the employees you want and not offer that employment to the ones that you weren't going to take on.
Okay, so what should a strong sale agreement include to protect the buyer, especially if issues are uncovered after the purchase?
Yeah, look, I mean, you're going to want to know exactly what it is that you're buying in the sale agreement. So, you know, what equipment are you taking on? Have good descriptions of those equipment so it can't, you know, be swapped out at the last minute for something of a lesser value. You also then want to have some warranties and liability clauses within the contract to allow you to have that protection if there is something that does get discovered, you know, further down the track. And those warranties and indemnities are normally quite highly negotiated on at a fairly high level. So making sure that, you know, what's in that contract, if you're buying, covers you, it covers you for enough time, and you're going to be able to make a claim if you need to for, you know, a reduction of the purchase price ultimately, if there was something that affected the bottom line of what it was that you were buying.
So for someone thinking about buying their first business, what's the one piece of legal advice you'd give them before signing anything?
Yeah, the one piece of legal advice I'd give is just to talk to a good solicitor, really, at that point, making sure that, you know, you're talking to your advisors, accountants, getting everyone on board to review all the documents and, you know, make sure that what it is that you're buying is exactly what you're expecting it to be.
Caitlin Bowman, some great legal advice there. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.